This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A racial equity study bill is nearing the end of its legislative journey at the Colorado Capitol. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The bill requires a comprehensive study on the ways slavery touched Colorado. It would chart the present-day impacts of racism in everything from health care and education to housing and policing. Representative Elizabeth Epps was the only House Democrat to vote against it.
I'm tired of auditioning for my humanity, and I don't want another bill that kicks the can and says maybe if we package the data up really good this time, they'll believe us.
Supporters say the trauma of racism is real, but many times not acknowledged. The study would include an economic analysis and a report for state lawmakers with recommendations. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Some people suffering from long COVID say they're frustrated that many pandemic restrictions have ended. John Zeising lives in Salida and used to be a firefighter. His long COVID symptoms include brain fog and extreme exhaustion. He feels the public has left COVID long haulers behind.
We have healthcare professionals who have sworn to do no harm, and they will not wear masks.
More than 200,000 Coloradans are believed to have long COVID, and hundreds of thousands more may have had it and recovered. A teenager was rescued Sunday from an abandoned missile silo in Deer Springs, about 60 miles east of Denver. Arapahoe County officials say a group of teenagers was exploring tunnels around the silo when one was seriously injured after falling more than 30 feet. The abandoned silo was once home to intercontinental ballistic missiles, according to 9 News. The missiles and facilities were decommissioned in the 1960s, but signs of the project remain. At the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs, new technology for new kinds of combat.
The cadets use simulations initially to test out their algorithms, but it will actually be real drones flying inside of the building.
The new cyber center at the Air Force Academy is in about 20 minutes this morning. This is CPR News.